Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, huh?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here today. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Awesome One, the True and Living One. The one who is and was and is to come, the one who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we bless your name, Lord God. And we thank you for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Lord Father God, for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. Moving by your spirit, doing as only you can do, Lord. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, even in advance, Lord God. Before we see anything going on, we praise your name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, if you have been with us this month, you know, or if you haven't been with us this month, this is Wise Fathers Month. So we've had a good time with some wise fathers on this month. You know, sometimes on Get 'em Radio, sometimes we don't hear a man's voice for a little while on Get 'em Radio. So it's good to have not only men on the broadcast, but wise men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have been having a good time this month. Praise God. We started off, the first Thursday in the month, we had some guests on, and they were talking about a revival that they were doing. It's several ministries got together, and so they were doing revivals around that time, and it was just a blessing, you know, how everything turned out. God just moved by his spirit in such a wonderful way. And so that's what we did for the first Thursday. Praise God. And then the second Thursday, glory to God, we talked about fathers, and we just had a time of just talking, hallelujah. And so we talked about our Heavenly Father, and we talked about our Earthly Father, praise God. So we had a good time doing that as well. You know, just sometimes you just want to just talk, and that's what we did. Praise God. Then on last week, we had Pastor Don Anthony was with us, a wise father. We had a good time with him last week as well, and it was just so good to have him here with us. What a blessing. What a blessed time we had. Amen. And so here we are again. Glory to his name. And so we have another speaker on this week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Let's talk about him a little bit here before we, by way of introduction. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. So let's just kind of, he's new to Get 'Em Radio. We have not had him on Get 'Em Radio prior to this. So this is a beautiful thing to have him here with us. And hallelujah. We want to introduce him in just a moment here. So many things are going on. And nothing's too hard for God. Glory to God. Okay. So, our wise father for tonight, he's a bishop. He's also an apostle. Glory to God. Amen. So, Apostle Holly began his spiritual journey in 1980 as he went from darkness into the kingdom of God. He first served as an usher, Sunday school teacher, superintendent of Sunday school, church treasurer, and assistant pastor. He planted his first church as a pastor in 1991. Amen. That was a very good year. Hallelujah. And all the things that he was doing. Very good year for me as well. As the pastor of Grace Fellowship Church and Worldwide Ministries, he has implemented many ministries, such as food pantry, outreach, clothing, prison, men's ministry, youth ministry, women's ministry, singles ministries, men's shelters, and rehab homes, along with leadership classes. Apostle Holly attended Western Bible College and Forest Park Community College and has personally studied the Bible for over 42 years. Glory to God. He has attended many conferences, summits, revivals, and leadership classes. Apostle has also birthed many sons and daughters. Hallelujah, spiritual father here, that have planted churches, prison ministry, outreach, evangelical ministries, and shelters. Apostle has been married, thank you, Jesus, to co-pastor Diane Holly for 42 years. I'm loving this. 42 years studying the Bible, 42 years married. There's got to be a connection. Amen. They have four children together. All of them are in church and hold positions in the church. Apostle's vision is to see disciples grow with knowledge and to be able to apply the knowledge along with wisdom to lead the lost to Jesus, to be steadfast and immovable, in the work of the Lord, to find and seek their gifts and purpose, and to use them to bless the body of Christ as well, to teach and encourage students how to handle adversity, trials, challenges of life, and temptation, to give God the glory and praise amid it all, to teach them to fulfill their calling, assignment, no matter what goes on in the world and in their personal lives, to see more students in Christ study in an orderly manner in Bible school and to trust God to make a way no matter their financial situation. Amen. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Bishop Gregory Holly. Welcome, Bishop Holly.
Welcome. I feel welcome already. I give God the praise and the glory. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you
for the introduction. But I must say, I have to give all the praise, the glory to God for me even receiving the grace that I have received. If not by what I have done or the work, of course, you know, we can work for salvation. I just thank God that I was one of the chosen ones, amen, and predestinated to do his will. You know about that, amen, predestination. And in my mother's womb, I was the firstborn boy, and you know, most boys, according to the Bible, are dedicated to the Lord. And I ran for many years, and I thank and praise God that I accepted my calling, and I'm almost like it's a wonderful life. I look at it and say, wow, what I would have missed, if I had not got saved. You know, it's like, wow, I have God has used me for his purpose, and I'm just stunned by it myself. Golly.
Amen.
I didn't think my life was worth anything. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Someone said that Jesus.
Well, you know what? You're leading right into our the questions that we want to ask you. And I can tell you're a preacher. I know you're a preacher because you're preaching. Hallelujah.
All right. Yes,
let's
ma'am.
Talk about your favorite scripture. This might be a hard one for you, because I know if you've been studying the Bible for 42 years, I know you got a lot of favorite scriptures. But give us at least one, maybe two, okay?
Yeah. Well, of course, the most profound scripture in the whole book of the Bible, the most elaborate, the most far-reaching, the most loved, the most powerful. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whoever so believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life or eternal life. So there's a lot packed in that scripture. God's call, his calls, the reason God so loved the world, his love is there. Everything is packed in there. The reason he sent Jesus, the consequences of rejecting Jesus, so powerful. His love is so powerful, man. So it's so much packed in that script. That is my favorite scripture right there. God's soul. So the greatest love, the world, the greatest amount of people that he gave, the greatest gift that whosoever, the greatest amount of whoever believe in him would not perish. That is the scripture.
John 3:16. That's a good one, Bishop.
That is the constitution of the Bible. Hallelujah. That's it. That's heavenly constitution.
Amen. And your heart is showing now. You know, some people say your age is showing. Your heart is showing now. That's a heart
the heart of an evangelist
right there. Amen. I'm feeling your heart over here.
That's enough motivation right there. When God so loves something, that he gave the great gift to the greatest amount of people, the world. I was so believe. Oh, my God.
Who Whosoever.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. All right,
so,
now. You're stirring
so
me up.
About
you're
your...
stirring me up here now.
Me
go
too.
Ahead.
I'm trying to stay on track here.
We got me. It's like I went in. It's like I went in into the Holy Ghost, man. Well, get everybody else. I'm going to feast on that again.
Amen.
And I know get tired of that. That's been 43 years. That's my scripture. Oh, my God. I never. It messes me up every time. It just messes me up.
Hallelujah. Amen. So tell us about your salvation experience. 43 years ago.
Yeah, 1980.
Okay.
That's when I got converted. 1980. I was at the age of 33.
Okay.
And at that time, I came. I lived in the projects here in St. Louis. They call it Pure Ago. Some of the listeners may be familiar. Pure Ago Projects. We were I'm one of the first families that moved down there when they thought they were going to, you know, build these high rise to help, you know, to help everybody out. But anyway, I got down there and I ended up in gangs and drugs and the whole 9 yards. But one thing my mother did when I was before I got 13, I had to go to Sunday school. My mother loved the Lord, and she had a lot to do with my conversion. And what happened was I went to Sunday school and got a Bible for going to Sunday school every Sunday for 2 years. They gave me a Bible with my name on the front of it.
Hallelujah.
And then I read my other favorite scripture. That's about the only thing I remember reading when I first opened the Bible up. It said, in the beginning, amen, God created, amen, heaven and earth, and that's it, in the beginning. And that right there lets you know where it all begun from. And that's time. Yeah. In the beginning, God created, creator, heaven and earth. That's where matter, space, and time. Right there in that verse, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
In the beginning. Beginning is time. You know, when you begin. And God created. And when I read that 12 years old, I believe. Years later, I strayed away from the church, but I never forgot that verse. My second favorite, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning. And being in Sunday school, trained up a child in the way they should go. So when I strayed away, they got in drugs and alcohol and everything. I began to sell drugs just to support my habit. And next thing I know, you don't stand still. You're going to either grow to be a big sinner or you're going to grow to be a mighty Christian.
Amen.
Nothing stands still.
Thank God for the
Nothing
ladder.
Stands Yeah, thank you. So I ended up a big sinner, ended up growing in the drug world and you know, all of that. Then finally one day I had a death in the family, and it was my baby girl, and that changed my life right there. Death came to the house, and it made me retrospect, look at my life, and say what kind of life would happen. Was I living anyway? What kind of life did I have to offer her? So it's like God. It's like God knew what He was doing. That broke me right there. Amen. She was 6 weeks old. Some say she died a crib death, but it was a lot of strange circumstances over her death that might have dictated that something happened, something supernatural happened, because it was a Sunday morning. And I remember from what I was told, a black cloud or a cloud came over the house. And next thing we know, she had died. And crib death or whatever, the breath when she turned purple. But anyway, that did it. It took a death. And I'm really When it comes to babies, that's one of my gifts, I guess, because kids draw to me. I got 23 grandkids, by the way. About five.
How
six,
many?
23. And so anyway,
wow,
that turned me. In 1980, I got out of the drugs. They thought I was snitching on people. I hid away for about a year because they thought I was snitching and talking. No, he ain't getting out. He crazy. No, we don't believe it. So for a whole year, I just stayed in the house and read the Bible for a whole year. And then finally, I went to a friend of mine's church and got converted at that church. Amen. I remember growing up, I was still and I remember going up there thinking I'm going to prison and all that. I was selling drugs and everything, and I was thinking I was going to prison. And the preacher called, and some kind of way I ended up in the front, and the preacher took my hands and said, have mercy, and I hit my hands, got to have mercy. Next thing I know, I was running through the church, and the Holy Ghost hit me and knocked me on the floor like I was on a cross. And people crying. I looked up, people crying, and said, "See, oh, are you all right?" And that day, that was my conversion. I never looked back from that way. I went to church, back to church with my mother. Became an usher, from usher to Sunday school teacher, from Sunday school teacher to superintendent Sunday school. From superintendent Sunday school, I went to treasurer. From treasurer, I went to assistant pastor. From assistant pastor, I went to pastor. From pastor, I went to bishop, from bishop to apostle. Amen. Begin to plant ministries. Apostle, yep. And so that was my conversion. I didn't come willingly. I got whooped, chastised, like Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
And I came, and I surrendered. Lord, I give up. I can't fight anymore. Amen. And then death came to the house. I thought about dying, going to hell, all that. Sometimes it takes somebody, I like that song they sing. Sometimes it takes a desert. Sometimes it takes a storm. Sometimes it takes a mountain. For me to, sometimes it takes that for me to come, to come to God, to really look at your
Amen.
Life.
Thank God. Now,
that's
tell
the song
us
about
and that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I kind of remember that song.
By the Gator, yeah, Gator. I like that song.
Yeah,
it takes that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I like the Gator. So, wow, you really went through something. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I see why
yes.
you've been reading the Bible since then.
Yeah, 1980.
You know, spending that first year just reading the Bible and being at home, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Now, were
it's
you
strong.
Still in Pruitt-Igoe at that time, or you were out
no.
of there?
We had moved. Yeah, we were out of there then. Yeah. Yeah, I was out of there.
Okay.
Mom,
yeah, I got a Pruitt-Igoe story, but I won't tell it today.
Is that right? Oh, we got something in common.
No,
praise the Lord.
No, I never lived
to hear
there.
Some other time.
Whatever, some other time. Yes, sir. So
okay.
Tell us about your water baptism experience. What happened with that?
Oh, well, the church that I got converted, they actually, you might know the church, too, was on the sale. Rising Star Baptist Church. You heard of them on the sale? It was Pastor Smith.
No.
Reverend Smith.
No, I've never heard of them.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, they baptized in the Mississippi. You go down there and get baptized.
Cool.
I got baptized in the Mississippi. Amen. And went down in the water. Amen. And I tell you, I don't know. It's like everything fell off of me. It's like I went in the grave, like Liza came out, and all the death clothes was gone. The desire was gone. And I think some people, what happened when you go down in that water, something spiritual happened. It's a spiritual, and studying Bible, it's a spiritual, of course, it's a spiritual objective, or it's a spiritual thing that happens, that shows what happened in the inside of you. And the water, of course, there's nothing in the water, but it's a symbol. That's what it is. That when you go down into the water and you come up, you're cleaned. We use water to clean. You clean. And for some reason, when I went in the water and came up, my desire, God, was stronger than the desire for the world. There's something about getting baptized. It sets you on your course. You know, your mind made up. For God I live, for God I die. Yep.
Amen.
That water.
Now, Bishop, have you heard that recently that's one of the revivals that's going on is a lot of people are being baptized?
Yes, I've seen some recently. I just got through with a couple of 10 revivals, with three of them really in a row. Janie was one of them. And,
yes.
But the other one near the end, it was called Impossible Week. It was Pastor Kirk. And he had a revival in Fairground Park. And he was baptizing people. Yeah, out there in the park. That was just, that was from June the 5th to June the 11th.
That's beautiful.
Yes. It's something. Baptism, when people go that far, they're usually for real. It helps them really push them in the right direction. It really has done that. The thought that they are going in the watery grave of Jesus and they get ready to raise the newness of life. You know, we bury with them. We're going to rise to where we're going to reign with them. So that's that Romans 6, right? Amen. Yep,
amen.
There's a spiritual operation that goes on in that water. Because out of his side came blood and water. Amen.
Hallelujah.
They bear witness. Blood and water. Holy Ghost bear witness. We the bear witness.
Amen. So now tell us, what is your favorite Christian song? You have a Christian song that you like?
Yeah, there's a few of them. And I do like, I like Temporary Gospel, just about all of them. Hip hop, a little bit of country gospel. Like I say, the Gators. My favorite would be, let's see, lately. Well, Amazing Grace, of course, is that set the tone for me way back, and that was my favorite. If I was to start back there, Amazing Grace, and then what's the other one? I'm kind of old school, Amazing Grace, and the other one was We Come This Far by Faith, Leaning on the Lord. Yeah, that was my mother. My mother sung in the choir. She would lead that song. And then after I started the church, she left her church and came with me. And she would sing that song, Come Far by Faith. And so them two songs resonate with me more than any, because they have a lot to do with my you might call my baby years, you know, when you're on milk as you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those songs always started. They always encouraged me, made me happy. When I sing them, I like the other ones. There's a few of them, Eyes on a Sparrow.
Yeah.
And I know he watching me, yeah. Those three resonate more. So if I was to, pick something as I was, when I really needed strengthening coming along.
Well, now, and His Eye is on the Sparrow. That's one of my mother's favorite songs right there.
Yeah,
she likes that.
Yeah, so, your precious mother's still there with you.
Mine's
on the blue.
You know, I'm
going
to want you to pray for her in a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah, yes, Lord. Wouldn't miss it.
Now, tell us about your family. I mean, you told us, we know a bit about your family. Your mother, great, influence. You're married to co-pastor Diane for 42 years now?
3 years, 43. It'll be 43 in July. Mm-hmm.
All right.
42 will be
42. All right now.
1980, and then you get 20 years, 2000. Now we're in 2000. Yeah, we had a big 40 at our celebration. Amen. We had a big, I want to thank everybody. I know some of the people might be on the phone. I did tell everybody I was going to be on the phone. I told about 100 people. But anyway, I do apologize for my lateness because I had laid down and took a nap. Oh, my God. Thanks for calling me. And anyway, my family, I come from three girls, three boys, or two boys, three and three. Uh-huh. And my mother, my father, I did my father's eulogy. I got saved and did it for my father's eulogy. Then I got married. My first time I got married at age 19, I went to the service. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I went to the service. And thank God I was 19. I was about ready to go to penitentiary. And I got snatched out, got drafted, and that was in 67. That's when Martin Luther King got assassinated. He got assassinated in 68. I was actually in Germany, 19 years old, 20 years old, in Munich, Germany, when Martin Luther King got assassinated. So we tore some stuff overseas over in Munich. I did 2 years in the service. I married my first wife before, bless her soul, she's deceased now. And I married her when I was 19 before I went in the service. And we had 1, 2, 3, 4 kids, 3 boys and 1 girl. And then I came home. We stayed married. I was in the streets in the world, so I kind of blew that marriage with my evil self. I blew that one. I think we stayed married 12 years and were separated and got divorced. Single for a while. I'm still wilding out, still in the streets. And then finally, after I got saved, I got married again and to Diane. Right. She has something to do with my conversion, but yeah, she was already seeking God, but I don't know. I went through so many girlfriends at that time. She wasn't one of them. She came later. I had we had 4 kids. She had a stepson. Yeah, she had a son by a previous marriage. So we had 3 more kids after our baby died. Now, she was the one with the baby died. I was with her when the baby died. We hadn't married yet. And when that baby died, I changed my life, and I married her. Got it right. So she was so I said, well, that's the one with me. Lord, I'm going to get married and serve you. So we got married in 1980. Yep. We ain't looked back since then. That's 4 more kids. So you see why I got 23. That's about 8 kids. We ended up with those many kids, 3 apiece. Let's see, 3 times 8 is 24. Most of them got 2 or 3 kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when we have something on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving to Christmas, we had to use the gym at the church. Yep. Man, can't use nobody's house. There's too many of us. Yep.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's being fruitful and multiplying.
Yes, yes. And she's the 10th. She's the oldest of 10 kids. She got 5 sisters, 5 brothers. So she's the oldest of 10. So she's got a large family, too, on her side. And both our mothers and fathers are gone. And we have spiritual mothers and fathers still. So praise the Lord. And we came up. And now, we got a lot of kids, and we got a lot of spiritual kids. So praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And most of the kids are serving the Lord. They serve the Lord. All our kids are serving the Lord. They're still in church with us. Yeah, they're there with us. Amen. And we thank and praise God that And once I got saved in 1980, I even went back and got my other kids, set it in, picked them up, took them to church, established relationship with them, even though their mother's passed now. So my first set of kids, they're in church too. Amen. Praise God for that. Yeah. Matter of fact, my oldest daughter go to Nelius Williams Church. He used to play for the Cardinals. His church called The Spirit. You might have heard of it.
Williams. I've heard of it. Yes.
Uh-huh, Nelius Williams. My oldest daughter go to his church. Uh-huh. So I thank and praise God that, you know, nothing better than living it in front of it. So I got to live it in front of my first set and my second set.
Hallelujah.
It make a difference.
So tell us what you like the most about being a father.
Okay. One thing about a father, it's a lot of responsibility, a lot of accountability. But again, like I said, I love kids. Kids love me. And I think the greatest thing I love about being a father is fathering your kids, seeing them develop and grow, or something when they're when they're babies. Yeah, I love them. Love them when they're babies. Play with them. My kids will tell you. My kids will tell you, Dad took us everywhere. He took us snow ride, zoo, bicycle ride. Yeah, I think it's the camaraderie we have with our kids, you know, as they grow and to hug them it's like having church at home all the time. You know, you got your ministry at home, the kids are there, and they depend on you and they lean on you. And like most fathers, that's a good feeling. You know, when people depend on you, you come through with them, and they look for you to take care of them and to guide them and all that. So I like that responsibility. Especially as I got in the Lord, oh, my God, I took it seriously. Oh, my. Pour it in, you know, like a lot of fathers when they're in the world. And not all of them, but the majority of them are deadbeat fathers, you know. They leave home, they get involved in extramarital affairs and everything else, and they want to be drug dealers and they all of that. And Satan tricks them into thinking that they can help. They can help the family. So I've seen that side of life and how it could separate families and how it could bring all kind of situation on the family. So being out the streets, being a father, I love it. I love it. I say, wow, I'm glad I didn't miss this. Amen. I didn't know kids don't love on you like that. The kids are and the biggest thing when kids are loved, they just love you. They trust you. They have faith in you. Same way we supposed to love on God, even though we older. But kids, I love that part. The trust, the belief. You can tell them anything, and they just... You almost like God to them. Yep. I love that part, the relationships, all the hugs, some kisses. Hey, running to the door when you come home, all of that. Oh, my God. Made you feel so important and worth in their eyesight.
Yes.
Give you a lot of worth and esteem you. It gives you a lot. That's a big thing. A lot of fathers, they really need that to grow. You really need that to grow. A lot of fathers miss it when they don't stay there. And I stay there, whether the storm, I don't care what happened. I'm here with these kids, and I ain't going nowhere. Amen. And we had ups and downs, ins and outs, but it's the love and the relationships and the trust and the love and the patience and to teach each other you teach them to wait on one another and be patient with another. All of that, I'm telling you, how God teach us through the Bible, fathers, it's like I was teaching them. And I guess I grew out of that, and that's why I began to move up in the church. I came out of that, leading the guide my little ministry at home, and then I began, it began to spread. And I ended up teaching, going into prison ministry. That's actually was my first ministry, going in prison. And I would go in that prison, I looked at all the men, they were like fam, like sons. Hey, y'all done went wrong, but let me tell you how to go right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
family,
I've done some prison ministry as well. And
oh,
it's a blessing in the prison.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I
had such
more.
A good time. Yeah.
I know you did. You ain't got to tell me. I know it. It's a lot of impact. It's so impactful. So impactful, isn't it? It's so rewarding.
Yeah, it is. And yes, absolutely. Say it again.
So that's what I enjoy most. I enjoy the relationship with the kids more than anything.
Yes. Now tell us, while we're kind of still on the children as well, what challenges did you have as you were, helping to raise your children? What kind of challenges do you recall?
And being a father is much like a king, and he's ruling his kingdom, and the kids are like subjects. He's like the country he got, and you want to take care of your kids. You want to guide and lead them, protect them. You're the priest. You're the provider. So the biggest challenge is you want to do those things. Is protecting them from the pollution of the world, protecting them from the lies of Satan. And sometimes you have to protect them from their own friends and the peer pressure and all of that. That was the biggest challenge right there, is protecting them from people who maybe not mean them any good, and they're not having the eyesight to see it, or not having the spirit of the eyes to see it. That was the greatest challenge. Because kids can, like you said, they can be so easily influenced, and kids, that's why they kidnap them and rape them. They can get them in cars with a pizza. Kids are so gullible. So the biggest challenge was protecting them from the hurt, the harm, and the danger of the world. That was the biggest challenge. And sometimes you didn't succeed. Sometimes, you know, it gets in there and you still got to go on. You got to still love them and go on. And sometimes things do get in. The devil get darts through sometimes. And the kids sometimes, they see it and they learn and experience. And you go ahead and the challenge is when someone doesn't do what you want them to do is to love them anyway. That's a big challenge. When sometimes the kids are hard-headed, disobedient.
Yeah.
And the biggest challenge is to love them anyway and continue to be their covering, to continue. It's almost like church.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. And relationships, yeah, them kids. So once you love that kid, you're going to love them all the way through. The only time you might, the biggest challenge may be if they got threatening or they got, you know, they got to the point that it would threaten or hurt or bring some type of harm to the other kids, you might be stricter. You know, it's a challenge to really deal with that particular one. I know some family they call them black sheep, or some families call, you know, somebody might be over strong will and all that. So dealing with that one, and that one need more attention, more love, and all that. But as they got all different personalities. And you access them, their personality, you learn them and you know them because you got a relationship, you learn the house with them. And you ask, yeah. You have to pray and get a lot of wisdom from God to learn so you doesn't abuse them, misuse them. And the Bible said about, you know, aspirate the kid, you know, don't overdo it. Don't drive your kids away. So it takes a lot. It's challenging. And these kids nowadays, I'm glad I don't have none now. That was bad.
I'm telling you.
That was bad. All my kids are grown and gone. My grandkids are a challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Especially fathers. And I think some people, that's why they give up, some people, you know, or they got to take the drugs and the alcohol because it's so demanding. It is. It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. And without Jesus, you know, you're not going to. So I had Jesus all the way. So that made it a lot
Amen.
More. And I feel sorry. I don't know how families can do it without Jesus nowadays. Oh man. You got 3-4 personalities in their house and they're growing and one with this. I don't know how they do it, but that's why we try to reach them and pray for them.
Amen. So now, how did you handle punishment while you
that's
were raising the children? The talking back, the disobedience. How did you handle that?
Yeah, that's a very good one. As I remember, I always tried to correct their action and let them know that their actions could be detrimental to them. I always wanted to explain the punishment to them and show them that I never wanted to call, never call them out their name, never curse them, never make them feel.
Amen.
Because the action does not always dictate the kid's character.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll do things incorrectly and they make errors. And you want to let them know that's incorrect. Now, I'm correcting your action. I love you. I'm correcting your action. And, of course, everything on earth is a learned behavior. Is learned. Well, to a kid, you know, you don't come knowing everything. You learn it. You know, you learn racism. You learn hate. You learn all that stuff. Somebody teach it to you. You learn. And so
mm-hmm.
a kid, you could train up a child in the way he should go. So according to biblical principle, you try to teach him what sin is. Sin, and it has dire consequences. And it could rob you of your peace and joy and all that. You try to explain that to the kid. And that sometimes you think you're having pleasure, it's only for a season, you know. You think it's fun
yeah.
and all that, especially when they start getting 13 and 14. And then as I punish them, I would take the, they had their whooping. You could whoop child back during them days before it got to the point you can't put a hand on them. Now they get bruised, then you're going to get locked up, you know. You could ask a couple of dollars about that. But anyway, so you could whoop them. To the point, but you have to use some, you have to make sure you got some self-control, and that's one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the child can actually see you loving them and not abusing them. When you're punishing a child, you should never be angry and, you know, name-calling, because you could degrade the child and take all the self-esteem away and make him feel worthless. And I think And the crime got to meet the punishment, like you said. So sometimes you just have to take away certain benefits. That's it. Depends on what they did. No TV, you know, no going out. We're not going this. You're not going to the show. I was going to take you to the show, but I won't take. It's other things. So withhold some money. It depends on the degree of what they did. So we have to be wise as a servant, gentle adult. Mm-hmm. We need to be led by the Spirit
mm-hmm.
because now kids now they go to school to beat up the teacher because they got so much anger and they get it from home. They get that anger, name calling, all that. You know, they learn their behavior at home, and that's what the that subject punishment. Yeah, because hurt people. You heard a child lock them in the closet, stick beans in their nose,
mm-hmm.
and do all they're going to hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. So we have to be gentle as a dog.
Yes, absolutely.
My kids love me. All my kids love me. Ain't none of them ever disrespecting me to the point where they wanted to kill me or fight me and all that. You know, we had seen that on the news.
Amen. Amen. Now, was there a scripture that the Lord gave to you regarding your children, you know, that you could, pray over them while things were going on and even into the future?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. The first thing came to mind was, such a little children come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And that scripture I think about that too. And then Jesus said, if you misguide one of these little ones, it's better that you never be born, you know. So those scriptures help you. Yeah, you know, misguide one of them, lead them wrong. Better that you were a millstone was thrown around your neck and you throw it in the sea. So knowing that God valued children so much, there's that scripture, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And I think about children, they make errors, they make mistakes, but they have that childlike faith. Amen. They have that trust.
Yeah.
And they're so loving. And they love you and hug you. I got a little grandchild now. Oh, my God. Her name's Janelle. And they, oh, man, they just love on you and hug on you. I think that's the greatest, right? That's why a man and woman want to get together and have kids, because it's all about love. Oh, my God. The love.
Amen.
And a man and woman, you produce kids, that's through your love, you know. And God did that. You know that. Got Adam and Eve. Amen.
Yeah.
So that scripture, suffer little children to come to me. You know, they were trying to keep the kids from Jesus. Suffer the kids come to me. So you
let
still, you have to, you have to value Jesus, because Jesus value us. Amen. Value kids because Jesus value. He value them.
Amen.
Yeah. I love that scripture. But such is the kingdom. So I said, what's the kingdom like? Oh, it's having faith. And, you know, we old and all that, but we still children. We must have faith in Jesus. We got faith in God, and we love him and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why he picked a child.
Mm-hmm.
He said, suffer the kids, come sit them on his knee. Amen. That's
well,
my scripture.
We've had a good time listening to the wisdom of the Lord just flowing through you. We're going to ask you one more question, and then we're about to open up the line. So those of you who are listening, amen, those of you who are listening, if you have any comments, questions, prayer requests, even a prophecy request, press your number one key, amen. We're going to open up the line. After he answers this one last question that I have for him. So you can begin to, once you press your number one key, it's like your hand is being raised. So go ahead and begin to get in the queue and press your number one key. Now, the last question I wanted to ask you is I know your children are grown now, but what did you do to have fun as a family?
That's a good one, too. That's a very good question. Especially since you're the head and you're trying to keep your kids. And I know nowadays with the platforms and the games and everything, I think that the greatest thing I did to keep my kids was to keep them in activities. Hey, man, make sure they with the sports and go see them, and make sure you show up for their games. Make sure when they had things at school, definitely show up at school to show support. And that make a kid so proud, and mom and dad. They even have grandma and grandpa day. We show up at dad with the grandkids and our kids. And have the biggest fun we had with game night. You know, you could do a lot of things. Not everybody in their room on their phones and everything, but you could go with game night. We had Monopoly and what's the other squash and everything else, the ladder games, and that was good. We had a lot of games. My wife loved games. We had a stack up. We would have game night. We would have devotions too. We would have our devotion. Man, and I didn't draw it out too long. We may go 30 to 45 minutes, because after that, they lose their attention. So, and we talked about the Lord, and we pray, and at dinner time we pray. Going out to dinner, going to theaters, okay, PG theaters, swimming, parks, picnics, and you could just things that are safe. And like that, family picnics, family reunions, And especially I went by my one of my kids' house, and they had, she had a kids in her, in a, my grandkids in the swimming pool at home, pool and parks. Just go out in the park. I love that now, and I see a lot of mothers out in the park with their kids swimming, and you don't have. It's a lot of activities. You just have to use your imagination. There's a lot of things to do, but you have to be a present parent. I call present because that's the greatest thing you can give your kids, a present. That's your present. That's it. They're with them. Spend time. Show them they're valuable. Show them that they care by your presence. Things are fine, but your presence, if you just color them with them at the table, if you're reading them a book, or sitting there at watching TV, watching their little cartoons. Oh, Janelle. Oh, wow. We watch her. We had to sit up here and watch Dad, what's they called? We had to sit up there and watch why she watch it. The little baby that come on TV. What are they called, Diane? What's they called? We watch it with the baby, the cartoons. Who? Yeah, Janelle. Coco Melon. Oh, my God. So it's a lot of things you can do with your kids, especially at home and parks and bicycle ride. Get a bicycle and they ride, all kind of pull them in the wagon around the corner. And as they get older, of course, they get older, they're going to get their friends. So sometimes you have to hang with the friends, too. Hey, I'm going to take you out of the show. Go pick up your friend. Take them, too. Especially you, sometimes you have to be extended father and mother. If you know your kid's friend doesn't have a father or mother, that helps, too, to do things with them. And your kids love it. Oh, you going to take my best friend with us? Oh, they love that. I did a lot of that. I had a lot of the neighborhood kids, and we were Christians, and they knew it. But they love to come over our house because Dad, we always had some tents going on or some. We always had some going on. Basketball court up, put in the yard, go to the park. We take all the kids and take the balls in the back to the park. Man, you make me miss them days. It's so different. I see it so different with my kids. Yeah, I see it, their kids. My kids, their kids. But their kids are in their 12, 13, 14-year-old, and I see them trying to deal with them. Yep. But that's it. Use your imagination. And like I said, the biggest thing you give your kids is the biggest gift is your present. And whatever you're doing.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And that's what the Father God gives to us, his presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Very Amen. Present time. Very present help in a time of trouble. Look to
yes,
that.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is so cool.
Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to get ready to open up the line. Hallelujah. As I said before, if you have any comments, questions, prayer requests, prophecy requests, press your number one key. Hopefully it's working. I see already that Pastor Price from Memphis has her number one key pressed. So we're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. So hopefully they're in a good place right now for me to open up the line for them. Amen. We're going to open it up now, and then we'll see who else has pressed their number one key. We'll go to Pastor Price after this. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Mom.
This is Pastor Catherine only.
Okay, Pastor Mom is resting.
Pastor Mom is resting. She kind of barely opened her eyes, but just saying. But
Well, I don't know if I told you, Bishop, but our mom is 90.
Yes, my Lord.
So she is resting right now.
Yes. God has blessed us. Amen.
Amen. So we still want you to pray for her.
Oh, okay. You ready? You ready, Pastor Mom? Good evening.
Okay, she's asleep, okay?
Okay, Lord God, as she sleep, oh God, we thank you and we praise you. Even that's a gift. And we just thank you for Pastor Mom because, oh God, you have used her for your purpose. And we thank you. And her purpose is not over with yet. Oh God, and we thank you and we praise you for her strength, for her determination. We just thank you for her wisdom and knowledge and her gray hair on her head. You know how many she has. And God, you have always kept your eye on her. And you created her and made her. So, Father God, we speak to everything that is not of you in her body and her mind and her soul and her spirit. Amen. Right now, we cover it with the blood. Amen. The blood of Christ. Amen. Cleanse it. Everything not of you. And, God, we thank you and we praise you for the blood. You have brought her a mighty long way, and she got a mighty long way to go. And we just thank you that she's such a great light, and she's just a great witness. And as we look at her, we give you the glory because we see your work on her, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you for her, for divine health. We pray for strength in her body, her legs, her arms, her heart. Every part of her body is like the church, oh Father God. Every part, even the smallest part, is important. So we pray for her strength. And we pray for a long life, oh Father. Continue to bless her and let her continue to be a testimony. A testimony. Sometimes we don't need words. Sometimes we just look at a person and their testimony, and we can see your glory all over her. So bless my Pastor Mom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Catherine is on the line. She's my sister. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, praise God. I think this is the first night I've ever seen her this sleep. I had the phone up.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Walks
it. But it went all in her spirit, I know. But I don't know why. I look like I remember hearing your name, but I just Did you know Pastor William Coleman?
Oh, Pastor William Coleman? Sure. Yeah, what was the name of his church?
Word of Faith.
Yeah, one of his members just passed. It's going to be, funeral is going to be this Saturday.
Oh, who is this now?
Yvette's mother passed. She's my spiritual daughter. Her mother had she goes to this church. And the funeral is going to be at it. So y'all in West Florida now, right? Pastor Coleman on West Florida.
Right, he passed 9 years ago.
He passed. Yeah, he passed. Yeah, we even worked together. Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yes,
I've heard your name before.
Yes, ma'am. Yep,
I probably have seen you too.
Yeah,
but anyway,
well, you're a minister too, right? Amen.
Oh yes. After he passed, I took over the church for about 7 years. And so
the church is
the same, but the name has changed. So my son came, and my son has taken over now.
Oh, okay. Because you all were on Jenny's at first, right? You were on Jenny's at first, right?
Yeah, we're still in Jenny's. We're still in Jenny's on West Florida.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Still there. So good to hear your voice, even though I can't remember your face.
God bless you too. Praise God, Mother. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bishop, I just enjoyed your testimony tonight, and you're so.
Oh, you were
correct.
Listening. You were listening.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was a little late. I'm sorry. I was a little late. I tell you, I was at a. I was at Urban League meeting today. I had to get up early. Urban League had a meeting about so much violence going on right now. We have 200 churches that do Grill the Glory. And I think you heard about that, where we get out every Saturday with the hot dogs and engage.
Yeah, I heard of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So there was a meeting this morning about that. It was a bunch of pastors there, all over the county, the city. So we're praying that we get out more and help these young people out here and try to engage them, because there's so much going on. Oh, my God, so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you said, you know, there are many fathers are just missing. And as you were saying, their presence is not there.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, that, you know, as you said, there's so many hurting children that are out there, you know, because of their home life. And so I thank God for your children having the father that they had. And also you said when you punish your children, that you have to have some type of self-control, and that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I guess a lot of, you know, and I know a lot of parents or fathers are just treating their children the way they were raised. But I know once you get into the Lord, when you learn the Word, as you have said, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, that you can't punish them while you're angry, because you can call words, call words that you shouldn't be calling to the
wound
Lord.
Them. So, you'll wound them. They'll be wounded for life. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, so they have messed it up for us. A lot of fathers, because they shake them and they throw them against walls, they shook babies to death. That had messed it up for everybody else. Now you can't hardly put a hand on them because of that, you know.
So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing here.
Oh, it was a blessing. Amen. I thank God. And like I said earlier, I'm just doing all I can, because the family is like a boat, you know, and a boat got to be guided. And the man is kind of the captain, and the woman is the co-captain. And the children, of course, they're on the boat. They're on the boat, and they keep it. They, you know, they got to eat, cook, and all that. And they learn. They learn it too from the mother. But now the man has jumped off the boat, and the woman, she's got to steer the boat. And there's a lot of pressure. Yeah, no man on there to help her steer the boat. And the kids are growing up, so she's gonna call them names. And I'll be out in the streets. I hear some of these ladies call these kids. Oh my God. In the store and all of that, I just cringe, you know. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah, your spirit vexed.
You
can't do nothing but pray, because it's so. 65% of the black families have no man in the home. So you can see why there's so much devastation out here. That's how, and we talked about that today. That's how. So churches substitute that, though. If we can get the single mothers to bring their kids into the church, we can be the fathers for them. Amen.
Right.
The deacons. And we can be a witness. We can be a model, an example, closest thing. And I father a lot of my congregation. I help father their kids. Right. That's why the church has the answer. Church has the answer. We can get them in there.
Right. That's what I enjoyed about your discussion tonight. Was that you took children that weren't your children, maybe they were friends of your children. And I mean, it reminds me of that it takes a village to raise children, you know, so it takes all of us to kind of help. So I thank God for you being one of the men that, I mean, even if it just was a few children. And I think even right now, we need fathers out in the church, especially the ones that know the Lord, out into the community, but they can be involved with other children's lives. So I just want to say thank you. I won't take up all the time. I know somebody else want to talk to you.
Yeah, I know somebody else might be on there. Okay.
So God bless you. God bless you. And thank you again.
Thank you. too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Pastor Catherine, I remember that if I run it to her.
Amen. And now we have Pastor Helen Price. She's my sister from Memphis. Anyone else? Pressure number one, Keith. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Hi, Apostle Kizzy. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
We can hear
okay.
You.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
All right. Hi, Bishop Holly. God bless you all. What a wonderful night this has been. God bless. And it's been a wonderful night. And I'm just so excited about everything that you shared tonight. And from the beginning testimony, just a touch by the Spirit. That's just such a great, great blessing. And I thank God for you, Bishop. And I thank God for all the journey, you know, the journey.
Yeah.
That song is a song that says, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, but I don't believe you brought me this far to leave me. And I was just thinking about the journey, joy in the journey, and how God just got a hold to you step by step. And all of the many things that he's done in your life. So my heart was blessed tonight. My son and his wife came in tonight. They flew in. Our family reunion is this weekend. And they came in. But I told them, I said, I want to listen now. And so I got, while they're looking at the, tonight is the night of the basketball, when they choose out the basketball people. What you call that? What's that? The they get the picks, the picks of the, what you call it?
The draft. You talk about the NBA draft. Yeah, that's a big night tonight. Sure is.
Yeah, so they listening to the NBA draft, and I told them, I said, I'm listening to, I'm in service tonight. I said, but I talked to them a little bit, and I'd be listening to you, and I said, oh, this is good, this is good, this is good. And I told them, I said, in a few minutes now, I said, I got in the host queue, in the queue. I said, I'm going to come in and talk.
All right.
So, but then I was, you know, listening and having a nice time. So I was just praising God. But I wanted to tell you, thank God for you, thank God for your testimonies, and thank God for all that he is doing in your life. I'm going to ask for prayer tonight. My son, I have five sons and three daughters. My oldest son is 62. I have one 62 and then one 61. Then I have one 58 and one 56. But my baby boy is 54, and he has gone through some tremendous, he's a man of God. He loves the Lord. And he's gone through some tough times in his marriage. He wants to be able to keep his marriage. And so much has been going on that he was saying that you know, he was saying that he was getting a little bit tired of trying to stand. And I've been letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide me. My husband also went to be with the Lord in 2020, so usually he would be talking to his dad and going to his dad about it. And I know the kind Heavenly Father is his father. So I'm just going to ask you, Bishop, if you would pray. They have five children. The youngest two are 17 and 18. And my son went back to college, and he just graduated this month June 6th or June 8th. And so in the process of it, his wife had went last year. And she graduated, got a very, very good job. After she got the job, a lot of things changed in their marriage and in the way that there was a relationship between the two of them. And so I just asked for prayer for him. His name is Don, and his wife's name is Veronica. And I just asked that as a man of God that you would keep them, and I asked that you would put them on your prayer list because I believe God. You know, for miracles today. One last thing about that, the word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And he told me today, he said, Mama, I started expecting God. He said, it's been rough because the hurt is so bad for him right now. And he said, Mama, it's been rough. He said, but I began to expect God and to look to God to do it. And he said, I feel like I'm getting my strength back, Mama. I feel my strength coming on. He just told me that today. So, but every juncture, there are things that have been happening. He'll get through one part of it. It's like being on a roller coaster ride. He'll get to a certain point and jerk again, and then he gets to another and jerk again, and he's trying to hold it steady for his children, so that the 17-year and 18-year-old can be able to make it in the midst of all that's going on. And I know that I love my daughter-in-law. I love her, and I believe that God wants them together, and I believe that the enemy has come in to try to bring destruction to their relationship and to their marriage. And everything. So I just ask that you hold him up in prayer. That's my prayer for tonight. And again, I enjoyed everything tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Sorry for your loss of your husband. God bless you. He's in a in a better place. Okay. Praise God. And we'll pray right now, I guess. Okay?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord God, the hold up. Her prayer request, oh God, we thank you for this woman of God. And Father God, we know you know the situation. And as we put these two, Veronica and Don, is that right, before you?
Yes, yes.
We ask that every brick that's been separating them, that the entity, that the enemy is using to try to build a wall of separation between them, things that happen in life anyway, oh God, we pray that they don't take a stream and make it a river in their minds. So right now, I speak to their minds. I speak to the spirit of their minds right now in the name of Jesus, that you would open the eyes of their understanding and that they would see what the enemy is trying to do, oh God. Because as you said, whatever you put together, no man can put us under. So, Father God, we stand on your word right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind the confusion that is between them, the chaos that Satan is trying to work between them through their thought life. Now, we bind it in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we just apply the blood of Jesus right now, the blood covenant in the New Testament. We right now, we invoke that covenant that has been bound by blood, Son's blood, oh God, we invoked that the devil would not have his way in this situation. As we stand at the throne of grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus right now, and we say right now, oh God, in the spirit of their mind, that that blood will go in there and wash out all that entity, all that enemy that between them, all them situations that's been built up in their mind, and all that negative thinking right now. I see the blood of Jesus going through both of the spirit of their mind right now. Holy Ghost, have your way with them in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree according to your word, oh God, according to the blood of Jesus right now, that their marriage will last. It will not be broken.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Two or three got together and we agree together. Let us throw it because we know who Jesus is. He's the Lord. He's the Christ. We know what he's done. And we stand on all that knowledge that you have self-revealed to us. And we say and we speak it. That mountain will be removed that is trying to separate them right now. They will renew their love and their vows. And they would either be convicted of their thinking right now. Jesus' name, if it's not of you, and they would cast all those negative thoughts down out of their minds, and they will be renewed. God, we ask you, renew their love. There it is. Stir it up again, God. Renew their love. Put the blood on them. Put the blood on them. Wash it. Wash their love between them. Wash it. Wash it. Cleanse it. Cleanse the entity out of it. Cleanse it. The devil out of there. Cleanse it. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He presented in heaven. And when you've seen that blood, you've seen the Holy Ghost. So, God, I remind you, see the blood and send the, and send that love, shed it abroad in their heart again. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I appreciate that prayer. And I appreciate the way you prayed. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Apostle, I'm going back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Even when you have company. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
tell little Joe and his wife and everyone that I said hello.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen.
I enjoy myself.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have a Boshana. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. I don't see anyone else with their number one key press. So if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, prophecy requests, press your number one key. Okay, I see a couple of people have done that. All right, all right. Okay. Let's start with area code 424. Welcome. Hi, welcome.
Hi, it's Reverend Treva. Hi, I'm on.
Reverend Treva.
I'm still on a backup phone number. But anyway, I missed hearing the broadcast. I just came on and heard that wonderful prayer that you prayed for Pastor Price. And I join my faith in Jesus' name. I'm just so happy that for this broadcast of this month. I know your testimony was good.
Thank you.
If you could just pray for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything particular?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, gracious Lord, you know,
her heart.
Hold on 1 minute, I got an echo in here. Hello?
Yeah.
You hear me?
It's okay. It's on her line. I'm just going to mute her line while you're praying so you don't have to hear the echo, but she's still here.
Yes, Lord. Lord, you knew her, oh God, while she was still in her mother's womb. And look, God, I ask you to order her steps in your word. And whatever the enemy is trying to do right now, I bind it. The blood be against you, Satan. And I pray right now, God, that your word will be a light unto her path and a lamp unto her journey, that you would guide her in down the highway of holiness. And anything, death clothes that have clinged to her, anything that not of you, that is trying to get into her spirit right now, in the name of Jesus, I exercise heaven authority on earth and say, loose this woman and let her go. Oh, God, we pray that she would just reach out and touch the hem of your garment. And whatever her issues is, God, them issues will dry up. And we pray that the devil doesn't magnify them in her mind, oh God. And she see the problem and make it bigger than what it really is. Because, God, you are bigger than the problem. Let her see your might, your power, your majesty. Let her know you got the moon up in the sky hanging there and the sun here and the flower. Let her know that you are in control and you're sovereign and you love her, and a bird can't fall to the ground, a sparrow. Let her know that she's in your hands, and nobody can pluck her out, oh God. I feel she needs assurance today, God. And I ask you to move in her life, oh Father God, that she would have the assurance of faith to let you know that you will never leave her or forsake her. And whatever going on in her life, oh God, you're going to turn it to her good. Because all things work towards good. And I know she loved you, God, because you embarked her a mighty long way. And you didn't bring her this far to leave her now. So, Father God, whatever the issue is, we touch you right now. Just the blood. We touch it, oh God. And you will bring it to pass. And whatever life experiences she needs to learn from it, when trials and tribulations come her way, it's to learn something from it. Not to break her, not to be mean on, but there is a blessing in it. And I pray that she would have the eyes to see the blessing in it as it comes and it goes. In the name of Jesus, I pray this woman is blessed. Amen and amen.
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 Amen, and thank you, and God bless you. God bless
you.
You
as well.
You as well.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right.
God
All
bless
right.
you, Reverend Cheva. Have a blessed night. Amen. Amen. Reverend Cheva's calling from California. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Area code 314-405. We're opening up your line now. Amen.
Well, blessed be to all of you all. Welcome. Praise God. This is Pastor Michelle Wright.
Oh, Pastor Wright.
Hi, Pastor Michelle.
Well, how are you guys? I just wanted to say that I love God and thank God for each and every one of you. And I wanted to call in for prayer. I honor each and every one of you all that are on the line. I believe that when you hear of one instance and then you hear of a different instance, that we are praying for all that are afflicted on tonight. There's been quite a few things in my family, as well as someone very dear as well, that they're going through something with their loved ones. So I just wanted to call in and let Bishop know. I told him I would try to get on, but we've had some things that we had to pray about for family matters earlier. And I just believe God is able. And I know where two or three are gathered in the midst, that he is with us. So I just thank God for you all, the prayer line, and the opportunity for you all to pray tonight. And we love you all.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
And Pastor Michelle, as he gets ready to pray, Pastor Michelle, we know each other. Amen.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice.
Yes, woman of God. I called in, I think Janie, Evangelist Janie was on, and then I saw that you all were on tonight, and I honor you all on tonight. I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. And we know each other from Apostolic Women St. Louis.
Yes.
As well.
We certainly
do.
I remember. Yes, ma'am. I attended a couple of meetings there. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Good
to hear
your voice.
Good to hear your voice.
And thank God for you.
Amen. Okay. Well, praise God. So, Bishop, you're praying?
Okay. Sure. And thank God. Amen. I tell Pastor Michelle, God bless you. And let's touch the degree. Two or three, there he is in the midst. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always ready to hear our prayers when we turn to him. He never turn us away.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And Lord God, you have heard this woman of God. Amen. And whatever going on in her life, Lord, you let her know she's blessed going in and she's blessed coming out. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray
thank
every
you,
blessing
Jesus.
Be upon her life. We pray, oh, Father God, that you continue to strengthen her. We pray, oh, God, that she continue to grow in your word. We pray that she continue to be a bold witness. We pray that she continue to study your word to show herself approved. We pray that she continue to draw people to her and her personality. People want to be around her. We pray that her love would increase with every year and every day, that she will grow strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For the Lord is her light and her strength. Who should she be afraid? And Father God, we just thank you. You have not given her the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And we just thank you for holding boldness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blessed assurance in her life. And we thank you for her faith. And she's been a light that's set on the hill. And we just thank you that that she is glorifying you. She's a prayer warrior. She's a worshiper, oh God. And she's lifting up your name. And you just love you some her. And we just thank and we pray every need be met. And every though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Amen. So I thank you and I praise you as she continue her ministry. Open doors. God provide every need financially, spiritually, and mentally. And we all agree together It's done in heaven, and it definitely can be done on earth because you have given us that authority to come together in unity. Bless this woman of God. Even the more, make her latter days even more so in her former days, that she will be a blessing. Just walk in the room in the name of Jesus.
We pray. Amen and amen.
Well,
go ahead,
thank
sister.
You
God
so
is with
much.
You. The anointing is on you. Continue.
Yes,
you be
yes,
dismayed
sir.
Because
yes.
trials and tribulations come. Don't be
yes.
dismayed. Hallelujah.
Yes. I praise God for you all on tonight, and thank you so much for being a wise father. You have the opportunity to serve together, and it's an honor to definitely see God move in and through you as well. So we honor you tonight as doing the Lord. Wonderful woman of God, Barbara Kinsey. God bless you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Now before you go, I'm perceiving something in the spirit. I don't know if this is you or maybe someone around you, but I was perceiving something with the sinus area. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the sinuses to you, the sinus area, the ears, nose, throat, all of that that's connected, Lord. And we thank you right now for complete and total healing,
Jesus.
Health, and wholeness in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. We give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen,
woman of God, that is so, that is my husband. So I thank God for you, that is him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing
you,
him
Jesus.
Even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
And any other thing that's going on, hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord
yes.
touch him and heal
yes.
him even now in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Have a blessed
God
night.
God bless you all. Love you all. Okay.
Have a great night.
Love you too.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I think that this is Evangelist Janie. Hallelujah. Welcome, Evangelist.
Oh. Oh, praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to hear your voices on here tonight. And Michelle, hi there, Bishop.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. I just always love to hear your testimony. And Mike and I want to give honor by coming on and saying how much we just love you. And we're so thankful that, you know, you have the heart of the Father. And we've been honored to serve with you and see that heart go out over and over, and how much we just loved hearing your testimony, and we just thank God for you.
God bless you. Amen. God,
amen.
I am so glad that you called me. I don't know
what
I did. You me. Thank you. Yeah, thank you again. And I tell you, I'm so glad God put us together. Amen. I was at the Urban League meeting, and people were talking about you there. It was all good.
Oh,
amen.
Boy. Well, praise
Pastor
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor,
Well, thank
yes,
you,
Jamie. So your name
thank
is going
you.
Out through the community. Believe me.
All for God's glory. We go forth. And Apostle Barbara Kinsey, you know I love you and I love your family. So good to hear Catherine and Pastor Helen Price. And I received the sinus prayer as you were praying for Pastor Michelle, her husband. I've been battling that. And since we're on, I was going to go ahead and ask Bishop to say a prayer. My sinuses. After you prayed, seemed to clear it up a little bit. So I'm accepting that healing for those sinuses. But we will be heading out. Yeah, we head out about 6:30 in the morning for a ministry trip to Kansas City over the weekend. It's a biker. Yeah, we're doing a bike. We're doing biker ministry this weekend. But yeah, just to have a blessing for safety and. you know, just everybody's body, and we're going down there, and there'll be hundreds of bikers from all over the nation coming in. So we're believing that God's going to reach many lives, and we're going to have a chance to minister as well. So,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we definitely come together in prayer on that. Lord God, take my daughter down there and bring her back safe and sound. And God, I know there's anointing on her life. She's carrying that anointing. And everywhere she go, God, you're going to meet her there. You're going to be there before her. You already got people picked out, places, things, and people. And what you're going to use her to your glory, her and Mike. Oh, God, and you already got it foreordained. It's already been predestinated. Oh, God, that she would meet somebody. I don't know who, when, where, but, God, you already got it all together. And we just thank you for her safety. We thank you that for her sinus. We thank you for healing, oh, God. We thank you that you provide all their needs financially, spiritually, mentally, and spiritually as they go forth, oh, God. No hurt, harm, or danger, no accidents in the name of Jesus. No robbery, no burglary, no stealing, nothing shall befall them in the name of Jesus because they're on your mission. And we agree together with Apostle right now. We agree, oh, God, that you have ordained this and you're going to get the glory from this trip to Kansas City. And to all the bikers, God, for they too, you love them too, like you love all the little children. You want them to even come to you, God. So lead and guide her to some particular ones that need you, oh, God, and give her favor with them in the name of Jesus. They won't even know why they've been drawn to her, oh, God, because she'll have a word, and you can trust her with your word, oh, God, to give it out. So we thank you and we praise you right now. As we come into agreement on earth, and let heaven move on her behalf so that somebody can be blessed. In Jesus' name, we agree together. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
You want to pray too, Apostle Kizzy? You want to pray too? Go ahead.
Hey, amen. And I wanted to say this, and then I'll pray a little bit here. I want to say, and I want to thank you publicly for being the connector, the Holy Ghost connector between myself and Bishop Holly. So thank you so much. We were talking one evening, and I've already asked, by way of announcement, her husband, and I'll say evangelist, Michael Sims is going to be with us on next Thursday.
Yes, praise God.
So, you know, we were talking about him, and then she said, well, what about Bishop Holly? And so it just connected with my spirit. My spirit leaped, and we gave him a call. Glory to God. And this is happening tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Join my faith together. You saying something, Bishop?
No, I just said amen. I agree with you.
Oh, amen.
It's happening tonight.
Amen. I just join my faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed. And we thank you, Lord God, right now. Even for Evangelist Janie's body, Lord God, thank you, Father, for touching her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Everything that feels like it's out of order, it has to go back in order right now. What I'm hearing is snap back in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That every part of her body functions in the perfection that you created it to function, and there'll be no malfunction in her body. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, giving her energy, strength, and Holy Ghost vitality in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's like any kind of headache that was coming with that, the sinus thing, gone now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Lord God. You are the Lord her healer. You are the Lord her strengthener. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing too is you're going to be at the right place at the right time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not only will God get the glory, he's going to get a tsunami of glory.
Ooh.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right
Hallelujah.
Place, right time, tsunami. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. All right. Well, thank you guys for the prayer. Thank you, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. You know, I love you. And thank you so much, Bishop. And Mike is excited about next week. So you start calling him Evangelist, boy. Now you're really stretching him. So he is excited and to share how the Lord has used him as a father. So praise the Lord. All right.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Thank you, man and woman of God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got to get some sleep, girl.
Amen.
Y'all leaving soon. Y'all leaving in the morning.
Right.
Have a Lord give her sweet sleep. And she would wake and feel like she had slept 12 hours in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hey, I receive it.
Right.
Yeah, I want to stay up and hear your testimony and your show and always show
sure
support
did.
For Barbara, too, and the family. So love you guys very much. Love you, Pastor
love
Mom,
you.
If
love
you can
you.
Hear me. All right, love y'all.
Love
okay.
you, too.
Have
Be
a blessed night. Love you.
We'll be
Thank
talking.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Amen.
Wow.
We're going to open the line now for area code 561. Area code 561. Opening up your line now. Welcome.
Bless the Lord. It's me, Apostle Patrice from sunny Florida. I have on a different line. And I'm sorry to say that
Welcome.
I did not hear your testimony. I
oh,
thought of it late. I said, oh, I can call in on the other phone. So I called in, and then I heard everybody talking, and I said, I'm going to ask for prayer. Pleasure to meet you over the phone, but by the Spirit. And the prayer is going to be for my nephew, that the prison doors would be opened, wrongly accused and put in jail for... wife is making up all kinds of lies. There is a part of it that was true, but everything's being stretched, and I know that God's using it for his glory, but the truth needs to be revealed. And also, if you have any, if the Lord gives you any word or prayer for me, and I would like clear direction on what's next in my life. And that's what I request, please.
Well, we are definitely going to lift up to your request. Amen. And I pray right now, as we come together, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, and you heard the request, and we place it before the throne of grace, God, that you are concerned just as much when there's wrongdoing going on, and when there's injustice. So, God, we pray right now that the truth will come to the light. And as the truth comes to the light, oh, God, that they will apologize. And, Father God, we pray that even now you will reach him while he's there in jail. You will reach him right now and encourage him, edify him, and build him up, oh, God. That he would have no suicidal thoughts or no despairing negative thoughts. I bind you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. That he would keep hope alive. And that he would know, oh God, this too would pass. And we pray also for the marriage, oh God, that only you can fix it because you know where it's broken at. And Father God, we pray that you would fix their marriage. And that as you fix it, oh God, that they both will be convicted. And they will repent and come back together, oh God, because you will be in the midst of it. And we thank you and we praise you, God. Nothing's too hard for you. And we know you can do the impossible.
And God, what is impossible in man is possible with you. So we come to you, God, because you can do it. And we ask on behalf of his prayer request that they will come together and things will be resolved. And one day they will look back and just laugh at the situation because they will be renewed. You will renew them. You, God, a renewal. Hallelujah. You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, make all things new in their heart. And, oh, God, bring them together. And we just speak it out. We put it out in the outer spirit. We put it out
Thank
there
you.
That it would come to pass. And we just speak it. This matter should be resolved. And when it be resolved, you will get the glory from it. And they will see your hand in it. And they will see your hand in it. It will make them ashamed because they will see your hand in it and they would know only you could do it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got a word for Apostle?
I'm sorry.
I'm hearing a little. I'll just start praying and let the Lord flow. So, Father God, we just thank you for Apostle Patrice, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for this awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, everything that you've learned in the past is going to be used now. Everything. Even things that seem to be insignificant are going to be used. Hallelujah. And he's reminding me of the sacrifice. When they had the sacrifices, they used every part of the sacrifice. Your life has been a sacrifice, saith the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm using everything in your life, even the little things, even little things that you may have forgotten.
Hallelujah.
He's talking even with jewelry and how you deal with jewelry, how you know an exquisite piece of jewelry. Even that is going to be you, saith the Lord. Even how you take care of animals, that's going to be you. Even what you do with plants, that's going to be you. Everything, nothing is going to go to waste in any way, shape, or form, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
It seems like things have changed so much since your life has been different the past several years. But even that's going to be used, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every experience, everything is valuable. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Apostle Kizzy. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I needed that. Thank you very much for hearing. For me, sometimes, as people of God, sometimes it's hard to admit with the cares of the world when they, I'm surrounded. And I'm sure a lot of us are, but I'm surrounded with a lot of stuff right now. And it's, the care of my nephew, care of my husband, different things. And thank you so much because sometimes you go like, God, what's happening? And, and I know that's when we got to hold on to the heavenly garment and keep on trucking and know never leaves us or forsake us. But a word in due season is awesome. Thank you so much. And Bishop, I wanted to share too that I don't, as you were praying for my nephew, I call him Junior, but his name is Richard. And the Lord, his birthday was June 17th. And I just love the way God does things because, long story short, I went to a mall to just look for something else, and I end up looking at crosses for him. And I won't buy a cross with Jesus on it because he's not on it anymore. He had a cross with Jesus on it. And I'm looking at the crosses, and I didn't like anything. I had no intention of buying him a birthday present because at that time he was locked up. Then they let him out. Then she framed him again, and he went back again. And, you know, and so it's been an ongoing thing. And the Lord had me buy, like, not a cross, but it was like Jesus with his arms open wide. And when I looked it up, glory be to God. He has such a way of doing stuff. It's Christ, the Redeemer. Hallelujah. So the Lord said he's going to be redeemed.
Yes.
He will be redeemed. So when he went to court yesterday and they locked him up again, we were all shocked because the Lord said he was going to be redeemed. But his timing is not our timing. And he knows, you know, what he needs to get him to where he needs to be. Because he loves Jesus, but he needs some more. You know, he needs to surrender. So
it's going to work.
So
it's going to work to his good. It's going to work to his good. He's got time to think. And like Joseph was in prison, and even Paul was in prison. And God, sometimes he does it. It takes a mountain, takes a desert, and it takes a sea sometimes for God to get a hold of me. And I believe, too, I see him running. I see him running. I see him. Kind of, he's got a call on his life. He definitely loves the Lord. And, man, and I could see the devil's trying to cause chaos enough. That's what the devil tried to do, confusion, and because God's not the author. And it's a distraction. That's what it is. Right now, they're going through a distraction because God is working in their lives. And when sometimes think it's not strange, you know, when you see things like this, because my life, God took something I would have never thought he would use to get my attention. And that was the death of my baby. You didn't hear my testimony. It was the death of a baby. So it took a desert. It take a storm sometimes. It's going to take a mountain for God to get a hold of me. And that's one thing. God is not his wish that ends to perish. So he is working on everybody. It's not nobody on this earth that God is not working on because he's God. And they can't get away. He'll get all in their dreams and cause. So we continue to pray for him and keep our be strengthened in our faith. And that's the faith that our works is dead. So every time you pray for him, that's working your faith. Keep him in prayer. That's all. Faith is like a bird. One wing is faith, the other wing is works. And bird can't fly, both wings ain't healthy. So work. So you're working it by praying. You call tonight and ask for prayer. You're going to see something. Give it a shadow. I see three days. 3 days.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
And when he come out of there, it's going to be like he coming out the mouth of a fish. He's going to be different. He's going to be different.
Amen.
Amen. Different about him. He's going to be more humble. More humble.
Yes.
God is humble to him. That's all. Because it takes
praise
two to
God.
Tangle.
Praise God.
It takes two
he's
to
my
tangle. My wife get on my case, guess what I do? I just shut up. It takes two to tangle. Yeah, you got to be wise as a servant. And then it takes two. That's all. The man just get humble, or the wife, somebody get humble, then it goes out. But Satan ain't got no fire. He ain't got no laws to throw in the fire. So men have to dwell to women according to knowledge. And so and when he sit and get established and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ, he's going to be a better husband. And right now, he doesn't see the trick of the enemy. He's reacting. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let him see it. Let him see it. And he doesn't react as his button is pushed. He's a I could see him. Yeah, he's very sensitive. Yeah, he's intelligent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let get in the way. Amen. So he needs to humble himself. God is humbling him, bringing him down. In the name of Jesus. Be encouraged. Rafa. God bless you. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Let me just confirm for you. I know it's late on the line, but I just want to confirm for you. He does have a call on his life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, praise the Lord. he does have a call on his life. He was in his mother's womb for 11 months and came out with, I think it was mucus on the lungs or brain or something to that effect. So from the moment before he, you know, even came out of the womb, he was being attacked. And he has been delivered from drugs and had a very rough childhood. But he is 42.
Too.
We just turned 42. Mm-hmm. And it's time for him to answer the call. He does speak of Jesus. But like we said, he's being humbled and stuff. So, he's my spiritual son. I haven't had children myself, so he's close to my heart. And
you worked in prayers for him.
His mother and I.
Working in prayers.
Yes.
About
it. She birthed him, but he's my baby.
I know. I feel it. Your faith is working. You keep working your faith. You keep flying. All right.
Amen.
Work that faith and work
like that.
Your faith is working.
Remember that. I'm going to remember that with the bird, because they call me crazy faith, but now without one wing, without faith, without works, the wings have to work together. I really like that. Thank you. That's
and
really
you're
good.
You're working it by praying. You're doing it by praying for them. That's it. That's work, praying. That's why a lot of people don't want to pray. They call a prayer meeting. They don't want to do the work. Amen. Anyway,
amen.
God bless him. You're being carried now because he's working. And besides that, your heart. God sees your heart, and he's working all things to your good. He know you love that boy, and like he loved his son. So he understands your love for him.
Thank you. And may the Lord restore, rejuvenate, revitalize everything you poured out tonight in Jesus' name.
Okay, God bless.
Amen.
Nice to meet you.
Amen.
You being carried. One day we'll hear that praise report.
Yes, sir. I'll call back with it.
Yay, hallelujah.
Okay,
love you.
Thank
Apostle.
You for the encouragement.
Good to hear from you.
Same
Amen.
Here. I needed it. Thank you.
Amen. Okay,
Amen.
We have, we're into overtime now.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little overtime here.
You have somebody
we have,
on the line?
Minister Rachel from New Jersey. Mm. So, Minister Rachel, welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm in the God. I was listening in, but only then the Lord had me sleep, and then he had me wake up and say, I'm pressing a one key. And so I did.
All right.
I was listening as I was, as the Lord had me sleeping because it was some things here. Then I had asked God to some things, and because it was this week has been, been very awesome.
Yes, it's been since Sunday, since they lost the sub. They found out today, daughter, that five people didn't make it out. And I thought about that in a spiritual content. And I'll see you. And I thank God. Sometimes money, you know how sometimes we want to be not contented where we are, what we're doing. And those people had everything to live for, but yet they didn't have the spiritual sense. And I'm not putting them down, but they didn't have the spirit. And we blessed to have some spiritual sense, I tell you. Amen. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. And when your way is pleasing unto the Lord, and you pleasing God, amen, that's all we got to do. Amen. And we live to please God. We're not going to put ourselves in no harm's way like that. Somebody want to kill me, they can kill me for witnessing from Jesus. Kill me for lifting up the Lord. I'm not going down in no submerged, be submerged in no ocean looking at something 100 years old. So just thank God that we got a spiritual mind. We have a right mind. Yeah. And I look at that. I'm going to get a sermon on that pretty soon. Amen. And I can already sense your spirituality already. I sense you're grounded, and I can sense that you love the Lord and that you got a whole lot of spiritual sense. Amen. And that you have a spirit of discernment. You can discern and judge things. Man, and God has given you that gift, man. And just thank God. Oh, man, thank God. It was so sad. I wanted to cry because I could have used them five people in my church. Amen. I'm out there witnessing for the Lord. They want to just throw their life away like that. Throw all that money with it. In Jesus' name. So, is there anything special you want us to pray with? No. Anything special?
I just thank God.
Okay, well, let's pray.
Gracious Lord, church, and I just
what you say, madam? So you broke up a little bit. You breaking up a little bit. Can you understand that? That's possible.
No, I can't. Wake up and speak up a little bit, okay? This is my spiritual daughter.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I had to move away from the fan.
Okay.
I was near the fan.
Yeah.
I was out for that.
I was going to say, you're not in
the fan.
Mm-hmm.
God was helping
me
to get that focus on him.
Mm-hmm. You are a spiritual daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
You been listening, or you just got on?
No, I've been listening. The Lord having to call in around like I think it was like 9:56. Right? Yeah.
And how old are you? You married? Kids?
I was married, and my children are getting older. I'm a divorcing mom.
Okay. That's why you got so much wisdom, Ben. I see you discernment. Okay.
I just thank God for his strength to persevere.
You've been through some things.
I think
for
his strength to persevere, to keep my mind on him and to just press on, press on no matter what. That's you give me that. Pressing on no matter what
I see that in you. You're going to do that. You're going to discern all the divergence. Those are distractions. Those distractions and diversion.
Just hold on for a moment. God is speaking to him. Let him speak, okay? Go ahead, Bishop.
And those are distractions and diversion, and that to take your focus off Jesus, and it happens sometimes, those distractions and try to convert the attention away and take your focus on Jesus. But just like you look in a car, you can look through the window and you might glance back at the back window, but your focus is on front of that car, right? Amen. So that's okay. If some distractions, everything comes, just make sure you keep your focus on Jesus, because as you go, it's nothing in life that Jesus can use. He's just that powerful. Amen. He can even use the distractions. He can even use things to try to take our attention off him, because that tests our focus. Amen. So you keep your eyes. I went to the doctor. The doctor said, keep looking straight ahead. Keep looking straight ahead. And something in my head wanted to look to the left and reverse. One move over here, one move over there. And that's okay. But keep your focus on Jesus. You experience things, and you have a lot of wisdom through the experience. You've been in the laboratory of life. You've been hurt. You've been frustrated. You've been let down. And a lot of things have, well, you're trying to judge yourself by those things, and you lose a lot of your self-esteem because of that. And you get to feeling sorry for yourself because of the past. And like I say, you can look through the rearview mirror, and if you look, just look for what God brought you from and what he brought you through. And you say, well, Lord, how come my life couldn't have been like a bed of roses? How come I had to go through this and I had to go through that and everything else? And some people like that, and that's foolish to compare yourself with other people. What God is doing in your life is to get you to heaven, and he's going to use everything he can to get you there. Man, he's going to use everything he can. Remember that, the ups, the downs, the frustration, all of that works towards your good if you keep your focus. When I say focus on Jesus, keep your love focused on Jesus. That's all. Keep your love focused on Jesus. He said, love not the world nor the things in the world. So things do come and try to distract us and divert our attention away from Jesus. A lot of things, people, and places. And so what God got for you, he got for you. Stop being discontented. Got it for you. Your life is not over. You got a lot of more chapters to write. You're walking with Jesus. And as long as you keep your focus on Jesus, he's going to lead you. He's going to lead you down the path of righteousness. He's going to lead you beside the still water. He knows what you need. So you just have to trust him and stop trying to trust and look at your situations and this and that and all that. That don't mean a billion. That don't mean nothing. Man, what means something is you alive today. Like I said, you ain't in no sub down there in the water. You ain't dying. You okay. You're right where he wants you at. Amen. So rejoice and praise him and worship him. That's all you do. Worship and praise will make any problem go away. Amen. And make the devil run. Get in your kitchen, in your room, get you some praise music on, and keep that for that help you focus. Because it's a lot of things from your past trying to push their way onto your mind, trying to make you be self-pity, trying to make you feel sorry for yourself. Hey, all the people in the world, you are blessed, my sister. You don't know how blessed you are. You ain't gonna know till you get to heaven. You are blessed, and it's not by your past, and not by your trials and tribulations. No, you blessed because you're keeping your eyes on Jesus. Many can't do that. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you
Minister
too.
Rachel?
Yes.
Hey, can we get a good amen off of that one?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Okay. He said a lot of things, yeah, and he doesn't know anything about you. So you know that was God speaking. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, just feel that unction. Feel that unction, my sister. If I could see you, I would give you a big hug. My God, I'm going to hug you through the phone. There, I feel it. Oh, give you a big hug. When you get one, you get one. There, a big old hug. Because you are loved. That big old hug. And I hope you felt it.
I was in that.
Yeah, you
laughed. That hug there that my God mom sent me. it's a cute bear. I just envisioning it. It was making me laugh. I liked it.
Amen. Amen. I what she's talking about is I sent her a text today with a bear that said, I'm sending you a big hug.
Oh, look at there. See?
Yeah.
Hello. It came out the spirit. I didn't know nothing about that either. That came out the spirit. Oh, my God.
Amen. So
wow, what a confirmation.
Confirmation.
Wow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. And
love
because
you,
he got his arms
Rachel.
Around you. Mr. Rachel, he got his arms around you.
God
yeah,
bless
well,
y'all.
Don't let him hug you to sleep.
Amen. You're not alone, honey. You're not alone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. Like I said, we're in some overtime. That was the last number one key that was pressed.
Okay.
What we're going to do now, make sure that anyone who's listening has an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then we're going to talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then we're going to have you come back and do closing remarks and closing prayer. So about 5 minutes. So don't go to sleep now. I know it's late. So hold on.
I'll forgive you. All right.
Amen. If you're listening tonight and you're not sure for sure without a shadow of a doubt that you are born again, that you are saved, you're in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. This is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We also like to pray this prayer that we're about to pray together and to have everyone to pray the prayer, even though you need to only pray it once to be saved. But, you know, it's getting to the point now, we're at that point and past that point that wherever you are, you need to be able to lead somebody to Jesus. Amen. And so as we pray the prayer with someone who's never received Jesus, pray it with us so that you're ready to pray with someone to be saved right away. Amen. We just came back from vacation in Myrtle Beach. And the Lord just brought people to us to be saved. And, I mean, we didn't spend a lot of time, you know, ministering to them. They were ready. They were ripe and ready to be saved. God is sending people who are ripe and ready to be saved. Hallelujah. So John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." The Lord wants us to know, even as Bishop said earlier, that he loves us. He loves us. Hallelujah. And he wants whosoever, that includes everybody, to be saved. Hallelujah. And then he lets us know what is the penalty of rejecting him. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Hallelujah. So he wants you to receive him as Lord and Savior. Now Romans 10 verse 9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Amen. So confessing with your mouth is being in agreement with the word of God and speaking it out. Hallelujah. So when we pray this prayer, you're going to be in agreement with the word of God and speaking out the word of God, and that is powerful. Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago. None of us saw Jesus and the works that he did, you know, and what he did. But we can choose in our heart to receive it and to believe it. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and you shall be saved. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. So you prayed that prayer today. Today is June the 22nd. So today is your second birthday. You are born again. You are a child of God. Heaven is truly your home. Glory to God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And then we want to pray over you. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them, every cell, organ, and tissue of their body, in the name of Jesus, going all into their mind, their will, and their emotions. We thank you, Lord God, right now that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for doing it right now, Lord God. And now, Lord God, we ask you and we thank you right now that their prayer language is being released out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for their prayer language. Release now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow. It's time now to learn and grow in the things of God. Bishop said how he read the Bible for a year. Amen. And now he's, you know, now he's has read the Bible, gone through it, and studied for 42 years. Talk about learning and growing. Amen. And we want to invite you to go to any Bible-believing, Bible-based church, and you will learn and you will grow in the things of God. We also want to invite you to the God in the Midst Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord put together this family of broadcasts to help us to be able to learn and to grow together in Him. Glory to God. So the way that you connect with us is you call area code 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Amen. And these are our broadcasts. We meet on Sundays, every Sunday. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Glory to God. And so we meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, I'll be preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we've been on a series on the book of Job. So meet us, because God is revealing what God is revealing himself through the book of Job. So meet us on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. Dr. Lorraine Navarro, she's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Praise God. Now, on Tuesday, we have our prayer time. That's when we pray. Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have about four people who volunteer to pray in tongues, and then for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues, and that is no less than awesome. God is speaking through us. God is speaking to us, and he wants to talk to you too. So meet us on Tuesdays, hallelujah, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month and the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have part of our Get 'Em Radio family. On the second Wednesday, that's our healing service. Glory to God. Second Wednesday of every month, so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Wednesday, the next healing service will be Wednesday, July the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's Wednesday, July the 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm the host, the co-host, are Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And I'm telling you, somebody always, always, always gets healed. And what happens is that God, he lets us know what ailments are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Even today, there was a God revealed sinus areas. Amen. And so he revealed it. He has healed it. In Jesus' name, amen. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, the fourth Wednesday of the month is our newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that's the Anointed Pandemic Babies. Babies who are from the ages of newborn to four. God has a heart for children. I just love when Bishop was talking today, he said he has a heart for children himself. God has a heart for these babies. And he's saying that these babies have made it through so much because his hand is up on them. They made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. Hallelujah. And they are here for such a time as this. And they need somebody like me and you to pray for these babies and to pray for their parents as well. So join us on June the 28th. That's the fourth Wednesday of this month, June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on Thursday, this is where we are right now. This is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And we have our Wise Fathers Month. We had such a wonderful time tonight with Bishop Gregory Holly. On next Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have, and I'll call him by the Spirit of the Lord, Evangelist Michael Sims is going to be with us. Hallelujah. Amen. He may not know he's an evangelist yet, but the Bible says that we are all ministers of reconciliation. So we're looking forward to him, and he is Evangelist Jamie Sims' husband. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're looking forward to having him on next Thursday night. Glory to God. So that's what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We're going to open the line again for Bishop Holly as he gives us closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen.
Right.
Bishop Holly.
Amen. Amen. Wow, what an evening. I want to thank you again for the invite, Apostle Gizzy, and keep up the good work. I need some of those dates. Amen. I'll get with you later and get some of them dates. I can be in on some of those broadcasts and prayers and babies and healings. So I, again, wow, and broaden my tent. Come on now. Well, thank God. And I just want to say to all those that was listening and even those that maybe have given their life to the Lord that you were sent here for a time such as this. God in his providence, in his sovereignty, he does nothing. He doesn't have to react. God is proactive. He already knows what's going to happen. He already got a plan. And I want to give him the glory and the praise for a time such as this. that we will be on the phone edifying, encouraging one another, iron sharpening iron. So be encouraged, oh God, be encouraged, and remember that God loves us enough. He is, and if God be for us, who can be against us? He's more than the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. So be encouraged out there. Keep lifting up Jesus. Don't not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Do not let people, I had a shirt on the other day that had Jesus on the front of it. And somebody had nerve enough to call me religious because I wanted to show Jesus. I wasn't ashamed to walk around in public with Jesus on my shirt. Talk about that's a religious spirit. And I thought about that. I said, that's the devil trying to attack me. And I say, I'm not religious. I'm just bold for Jesus. Amen. Because I know he's the only answer. Amen.
Yes.
And I don't mind being a commercial for Jesus. I don't mind being a board. I don't mind being for Jesus. And that's what we need more of. Amen. We need to stop being closet Christmas. Christmas and come out the closet. Everybody else coming out, amen. So we need to come out too, and we need to talk about being same of our gender. We are born child of God, amen. People can change their gender. If a girl can put on boys' clothes and boy, we surely can put on Jesus. So I thank God for the Word. His Word is true, and His Word has been kept by the Holy Ghost. You can't burn it. You can't drown it. You can't get rid of it. You can't curse it. God's word will not go back more. So be encouraged. Stand on the word of God, and nothing, nobody can do anything or nothing to you. Stand on the word. Done all the stand anyway. And keep your armor on, because these are some fierce, evil, wicked days. The Bible says we're fighting against principalities and power, wickedness in high places, but we got God. He didn't leave us defenseless. We got something that can withstand all the fiery darts of the devil. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you, and we're praying for you. Be encouraged and continue, amen, to lift up Jesus, because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. God bless you. God keep you, and may his countenance forever shine upon you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I gave you remarks and a prayer all together. Well,
hallelujah.
God bless. I enjoy myself. I can't wait. Maybe get me back in about 5-6 months. I'll be ready again. I enjoy, but I'm going to get your schedule, and I'm going to try to be in on some of that. It's just a phone call away.
I will send it to you. And I'm hearing something for you and your wife, and then we'll go ahead and close on. Hallelujah. And I just heard the Lord say that for you and your wife, that he's renewing your youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. And then he said, I'm giving you and your wife a complete overhaul. Hallelujah. Every cell, organ, tissue of your body, complete overhaul in the name of Jesus. You got a lot more to do, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's renewing your youth like the eagles.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And
amen.
All right. Thank you again, Bishop, so much. Yes, and this is not the last time that you're going to be on Get 'Em Radio. We need to have you on for a month, or every Thursday in a month. So we'll talk about that later.
Listen.
I mean, you need more time.
Okay.
I kind of pushed you on along tonight.
All right.
You'll have more time.
All right.
Amen. And then we got to hear you preach. We got to hear you take time and preach. So you'll be back as the Lord says the same. All right.
Yes,
love
ma'am.
You.
Thank
love
you.
Love you all.
Thank
Have
you and
blessed.
Your lovely family. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too. Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone.
Y'all tell the people that.